The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, Olivia Dean right there. So easy. How is it only Tuesday?
Dude.
Oh, and it's still January.
Oh my God.
This January will never end.
This week will never end. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, Crazy Cash is your chance right now to win $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is pay. Take the keyword pay over to wild949.com. You'll see the spot there to enter it. And that's all it takes to get you in the running for $1,000 in Crazy Cash. You'd be losing money if you didn't enter.
Right.
I mean,
so good luck.
Yep.
All right, first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. It is 12:08. I wanted to see if I can get first talk back of the day. I know that's sometimes you get talkbacks right at midnight, people with their phones ready and waiting, but also sometimes there are crickets, so I just wanted to try. I actually have something to say to Jess. I've got the sty eye. Oh, I feel the pain, but we'll survive. Hashtag styland strong. Hashtag we will rebuild. Hashtag make blinking great again.
Yeah. The four greatest rappers in the world, Stylon. Yeah, that's his new name now. We're going to call him Stylon.
Do you get that reference, by the way?
No, I don't.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I didn't think so. But I still like it.
So, Jess, you passed the sty on to him. Yours is so much better.
What do you mean so much better?
No,
it's
because
not there.
Even for a while afterward, after it went away, you were claiming that it was like completely gone, but you can still see it.
The thing is, like, the
hashtag never forget.
Stop. The skin on the eye is so sensitive, like on the eyelid. So I feel like it was still like it left a little bit of
a scar. Yeah, I can see that.
Thanks.
A tiny, but barely.
But it's the scars that remind you that the past is real. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And that what I went through.
Sometimes you have to tear yourself open just to feel.
Thank you, Graham.
What song is that from?
Is that a song?
I know you're stealing it from a song.
It is. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. No. I mean, there was definitely. I mean, you went through some serious trauma, Jess.
It was bad.
Your eye went through something very serious, and I think that is you need that little reminder that you did.
It makes
you
appreciate the good, the happy things in life.
Sty survivor.
I guess, is that how you feel about your previous diagram?
I look back at pictures that pop up on my Google Home from time to time of the sty, and I just remember that, you know, it's part of my journey. It's part of what made me the man I am today.
Right, I wouldn't be who I am today if
exactly.
I didn't.
You should show some appreciation for that thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Sty Appreciation Week starts right now. Yes.
On a Tuesday.
But to that first talk back there,
good luck.
You'll get through it eventually.
Warm compress.
Sock
heat
of rice.
Some rice.
Yeah, you got to heat up your sock full of rice.
Right on. Throw some. Never mind.
Blow it up. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So I know we talked about this a few months ago, but the Department of Homeland Security, they just confirmed again yesterday that ICE agents will be at the upcoming Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium February 8th. They said we're committed to ensuring the Super Bowl is a safe event for everyone involved. Right. We need safety from you guys.
Yes.
So here is your reminder and your heads up that if you go out there, if you're in Santa Clara, that we can please be safe.
I'm just so sick of this whole thing.
Me too.
Go away. All right, another strange night in Minnesota for the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Timberwolves on Sunday in a game that had been postponed because of Alex Pretty's murder. And then they played again. They played them again last night. This time, hardly anyone suited up for the Warriors. Curry sat out with a knee issue. And then Draymond Green, Al Horford, De'Anthony Melton, and Jonathan Kuminga all sat out as well. Timberwolves won the game 108-83. The Warriors now head to Utah to take on the Jazz tomorrow night.
Multi-cloudy skies for today. Highs will remain in the upper 50s to low 60s. Expect some strong winds and possible showers today, you guys, the evening.
In Hayward?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit in Hayward.
They're scattered throughout the Bay Area, you know?
So will they be in Napa? Graham lives in Napa. He wants to know.
Yep. My weather told me there would be. Yeah.
There will
later tonight, some rain. All right. Hey, Gemini besties. Your day today is going to be a 9. Your love life has been a whirlwind lately. And even though it's been an emotional roller coaster, you are loving it. Feel free to put off making any long-term relationship decisions as you have a few great options and plenty of time to play the field.
Look at you.
Look at that.
Playing the field.
Yeah.
What position do you think?
Probably like that one where...
Not missionary.
No.
I didn't think so.
cool and exciting.
Without options like that.
Yeah, something new.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you have the floor.
Okay,
what
so
happens?
Is this a rant? Like, do you need like some rant music, or like, is this like you're
a little bit
really going to unleash here?
I just want to complain about complaints. Because...
I'm confused.
Okay,
so a Jessica complaining about Jessica's.
Stop! No! Karen's. It's still Karen's. But I just want to talk about why people feel the need to complain out loud when cashiers are taking long, or when there's a long line at a store, when there's only one person at a cash register. I saw this over the weekend, and it irked me so much. I was at Marshall's. There was a long line. And there was only one. There was two cashiers at first, and then one started doing something else. So then there was just one.
What were you buying?
Oh, I was buying
Valentine's Day lingerie.
Oh,
oh, I knew it! No. I knew it! I knew no. it! I buy that online.
Oh, cancel the music.
Yeah. I was buying a thing for my shower. What?
Wait.
What thing?
What do you need? What kind of thing? Shampoo?
A new like shower organizer for all my shampoos.
Okay.
That
you hang like
little
on the shower
caddy.
Shower caddy.
Yeah. So I'm in line with my little shower caddy, right? And long line behind me. And all of a sudden I just start hearing people again out loud be like, actually they directed it at the cashier. Why do you guys only have one cashier right now? Can't you guys get somebody else? Oh, and then
if they could, don't you think they would?
Right.
I hate when people do that. It's so rude.
So then other people start joining in. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people on the floor. Yeah, they're not even doing anything. You see,
trying to buy one shower caddy. Can you hurry the F up?
And so then they start complaining.
Send somebody in line.
And I felt so bad for the cashier because she's just trying to do her job. You know, people... Maybe this is the retail worker in me because I used to work retail and I hated when this happened to me. Because you don't have the power to be like, oh yeah, let me just get three more cashiers on. I'm not the manager. I'm not the one like in charge of the store. So for people to be saying that out loud and be making comments, knowing that you're the one that decided to go into the store and shop anyways, like have a little patience, you know? But I think people have lost their
respect
patience.
For others
respect.
Too.
Well, patience, and patience like, is the biggest thing. Like nobody has any patience anymore.
Nobody. They even made a comment of like, oh yeah, don't you guys have like self-checkout or something? Like that'd be nice.
Can't I scan the shower caddy myself? Like, jeez, you guys are so slow.
We all think those things, whether it's the grocery store or whatever. We all get irritated when it's one person, you know, working this long line, but we don't say anything out loud.
Exactly. And to join in and listen, I wish I had more courage to just kind of turn around and be like, because I didn't even turn around because I was like, I don't want to be associated with these people. But I wish I had the courage to just turn around and be like, hey, like she's just doing her job. But I didn't want to start a fight.
Because they would have attacked you.
Because they would have attacked me. And
they would have snapped that shower caddy right
over
your head.
So a Karen versus a Jessica, a Karen will still win. Because Karens are, you know,
Karens are
level.
Older. Jessicas are younger, more agile.
What was the age? Meaner, how old did they?
I don't know. I didn't even look. I didn't look back. But
you
they were older.
By their voices.
They were older.
For sure. So they were Karens.
Yeah.
And did you say when you finally did get to check out with your shower caddy? Did you say something to the cashier like, "I think you're doing a great job."
I wanted to keep
up the good work.
She was like, she was doing it really fast and she was really quiet. So I just felt bad. I just didn't want to like, I didn't want to.
You could have like left her a tip, like keep the change.
Yeah.
Can you do that at Marshall's?
I don't know.
I don't want to get into it anymore.
I feel like sometimes people need to be acknowledged, you know,
right.
And say something nice and be like, dude, don't listen to those people. You're doing the best you can. Obviously, there's nobody else there helping you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like people expect that suddenly there should be 10 cashiers working. Well, nobody expected that everybody in this store was going to, there was going to be a big rush and everybody's going to check out at the same time.
But nobody goes to Marshall's expecting there to be a short line.
Thank
it's always
you.
Long.
That's a good point.
Every time. You already know that when you're going to Ross, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, the line is long.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to wait at all, then
get out.
I don't know, come back another time or like buy it online if you want to. I don't know, but I just think the complaining out loud is so unnecessary.
That's coming from a Jessica.
And that's coming from someone who's currently complaining out loud about
people complaining. Oh my God, you're right. I'm complaining. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got your new shower caddy installed, everything, like your little shampoos and conditioners on there.
Yeah.
Is it pink?
It's not.
Okay.
I don't even think they have, do they make pink ones?
Probably.
You got a loofah hanging from that thing?
It's not necessarily a loofah, but it's one of those like natural loofah, I guess.
Natural loofah.
You know how there's like...
Like a sponge.
There's a plant that makes...
Yes.
Yeah, that
sponge.
One.
Okay.
Yeah, the natural loofah. That's
what it's called. All right. I think it's full of bacteria, natural or unnatural.
Well, I mean, what am I going to do? Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you were just talking about going to Marshall's for a shower caddy.
Yep.
The line is long as hell. And then one person at the cash register and everyone behind you just starts complaining out loud.
Morning, JV. Morning show. This is David out in Richmond. Just chiming in on Jess's complaints about complainers. And for the most part, she's absolutely right. We've lost patience. But I'll throw this out there that sometimes as a consumer, the most annoying thing is to see other workers doing other tasks that definitely probably could wait when they could be helping the customers and getting them out faster. Just my two cents on it. But you're right. We shouldn't complain out loud either. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Yeah, there's something to that. It's like, you don't need to rearrange that shelf right now. There's 40 of us in line here. We're all trying to get a shower caddy. Can you just step behind the register and hit the buttons for us, please? Thank you.
But maybe they're not like trained to do that.
I know.
I feel like if they were, they would be there doing that, seeing how long the line is.
I think the worst one is when they're just like talking and laughing because then I'm like, hey.
I hate that. Get to work.
No, we just agreed. We don't complain about the... We don't complain out loud.
In your head.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
You're thinking that. Mm. All right. Tuesdays at this time, we turn it over to Jess. By the way, Summer Walker tickets on standby. But we turn it over to Jess at this time to talk TV.
Okay, so I finally got around to watching this show, All Her Fault. So thank you to everybody who has recommended that show to me. It's on Peacock. It's a miniseries, not a documentary. But it is so good, you guys. I don't want to spoil it.
Don't even.
But
I'm going to anyways.
You should. This is like the beginning. Right from the beginning, it just basically tells you what it's going to be about, sort of. But it is about a parent's worst nightmare, a kidnapping. And everyone is a suspect in this, you guys. But you have to watch it, especially because you both are parents. You both have families separate. Yes, I know.
Thank you.
But it brought a lot of questions to mind that I want to ask you guys and I want us to discuss, because I noticed that like moms are expected to know every single little detail of their kids' lives when it comes to, you know, birthday, doctor's information, their friends. Oh, don't you know so-and-so's mom? Don't you know this, this, and this? But I feel like it's not the same for dads. Like, they're not held to that same standard.
I know what you're talking about.
So, Graham,
of course I know my kids' birthdays, I think.
Graham, do you feel, like, not to put you on the spot, but do you feel like there are things that maybe if you were asked about when it comes to your kids that you wouldn't know?
Like when they're not interrogating me, but like they need information, like what color eyes do your kids have?
Yes.
What color hair? And I'd be like,
maybe not that.
I don't know, like bluish.
You know what would be a tough one for me?
Grayish.
If they're like, what was your kid wearing? I can't remember what my kid wore yesterday.
But that's,
I don't know.
Important.
I don't know.
I mean, I agree with you that and we've talked about it before, the mom burden is exponentially larger than the dad burden. That needs to change, but I don't know. That just seems to happen. It's the mental load or whatever that falls on women is just always seems to be drastically more than men. So I think that sort of speaks to that. I could get through the gauntlet of the questions okay, I think.
Would you know, like, your kids' friends, their parents? Would you know?
Not by name.
Would you have their number?
No. Well, I can recognize them.
Because all of those details, they're day-to-day details, right? But when something tragic happens and you're being interrogated, like we said, like, sometimes those answers are like, oh my gosh, I may not have them. But I feel like women or moms tend to be shamed for not having them, whereas men, it's kind of like, he just doesn't know this.
Just a dad.
Yeah.
I was watching the game.
Right. So I'm like, hello. You know, there needs to be like the same standard there. And I think just in general, this show, I mean, I already knew this, but this show in general is like making me feel like, how do parents even do it? Just day-to-day life and just being apart from your child in general, knowing that you're trusting people at the daycare or people in school to take care of them, you know, as best as they can. So, Selena, Graham, obviously your kids are in school now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're that age. And Selena, you also have gone through that as well. Mm-hmm. So is that like one of the hardest parts about parenting?
In the beginning, yes, because you have separation anxiety and like, but you get over that quick and you're just happy that they're gone.
Yeah.
Until 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that like first time you ever drop them off at a daycare, preschool, or whatever. Well, make sure that they only really like this thing.
And can and I then, pick them up early if I miss them too much?
Yeah, and if they don't get their milk right at this time, they might feel a little sad. And then by like, you know, a couple of days later, you're like, you barely even slow down the car and you just push your foot. Just kick them out the door. Get out of there. Go do something else. Go live your life.
Oh my gosh. Because there are so many, I think, parenting details in general where you have to kind of just trust other people. But that seems really scary.
It is.
Because how do you even trust anyone that isn't family to take care of your kids? But sometimes you have to if you don't have anybody else to watch your child.
You
right?
have to. They're going to have to go to school eventually. You know what I mean? So you just kind of trust that like they're going to be... Okay.
That's why I just, I've tried to sort of prepare them for that. I'm one of those parents, maybe you're not supposed to. If my kids don't want to get out of the car and go in the store with me, like, stay in the car. I'll crack the window for you if you're lucky. And, just like hang out in there. But I test them. I was telling Selena this the other day. I like to test my kids to make sure they are prepared for the world.
For people who don't know, how old are your kids?
My kids are, my daughter's 6 and my son is 8.
So they're not like babies in the car alone.
Right. Yeah, well, maybe they were. But at this point, they'll stay in the car, windows cracked, and then I'll go into the store and then I'll sneak up on the car and I'll change my voice because the windows are cracked and I'll be like, hey, kids, I lost my pet bunny. I'll give you some candy if you come help me find it. Just to see what their reaction is, to see if they're...
Have you ever fallen for it?
No, but there's a couple times like, what? Failed. You failed. And each time, so they know dad's going to test them from time to time. It's tough to resist to finding a bunny for some free candy.
Right. That's a tough one.
It's like every kid's dream.
Right. Yeah, it's a... Bunnies and candy. I love to.
Oh my God, that is so stupid.
You should see the looks on their faces when they realize it's me.
They're like, oh, it's no candy.
Oh, dang it. It's just dead. I was like, were you unbuckling your seatbelt? I think you were about to get out of the car. You failed.
But again, I didn't want to spoil the show.
No, don't spoil it. Yeah.
Please watch it. It is really good.
What's it called?
All Her Fault. On
Where
Peacock.
Do I get it?
On Peacock.
I don't have that.
Ah, come on, you guys. Step it up with your
share your login
game.
With us, Jess.
Yeah. Oh, I use somebody else's.
Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we get to today's Hot is Trending, Jess, you were talking about All Her Fault.
Yes,
on Peacock. And you were talking about parents and how it's tough to have kids and leave them in the hands of somebody else.
Good morning. This is Thalia from Novato. Trust and believe, I know what you're talking about, Jess, because I don't know how us parents do it when we drop our kids off at school with complete strangers for the first time. This week will be my son's second week of starting preschool. He's 2 years old, and I'm still trying to come around to getting comfortable with leaving him with strangers.
Aww.
Good luck. It'll get easier, though.
But does it? Because I feel like...
It does.
Oh.
Like, it actually does.
But what if when they're at the age of like, hey, mom, can I go to the sleepover? Are you going to let them?
I mean, every parent is different. For me, it depends who it is.
True. Okay.
And the answer is no.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, we have to talk about all the empty seats at Meghan Markle's Sundance screening. So on Sunday morning, it was a screening for her and Prince Harry's new documentary, Cookie Queens, which is about...
Cookies?
Girl Scouts.
Oh, okay.
So listen to this. When the screening started, there were still about 150 empty seats. And a lot of these seats were for VIP pass holders. These passes are like $7,000 each for Sundance. So people pay big money for this.
Yeah.
But nobody, I guess, just wanted to go to that particular screening of Meghan Markle's Cookie Queens. So they started filling seats with waitlisters. Waitlisters are people who are basically on standby. Like, it's really rare that a screening will have like one or two empty seats. And people will like fight over that spot. It's like first come, first serve. You're just on standby. And if you can get into a screening, it's like the chance of a lifetime.
Yeah.
So they started ushering all these waitlisters into this particular screening. In this case, there was 150 empty seats. They ushered in everybody that they could, and there was still around 60 seats left.
Jeez. And you know, all the waitlisters are like, this is not the thing I wanted to. No. I'm trying to get in to see that one or that one or that one. This is not the thing. There's probably
not
empty seats because some of the seat fillers got up and left. Like, screw this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm not sticking around for that.
Oh, God.
That's so embarrassing. Why did she keep doing this to herself?
I don't know.
Just stop. Give it a break.
She does need to.
Give it a break.
Take a step back.
Focus
out of
on
the
mommy.
Spotlight. Yeah, focus on herself
yeah,
or whatever.
Work on yourself.
Move out of the country with your man back to the UK. Something. I don't know.
This next story is for Jess.
Okay.
Did you see that Netflix is dropping a documentary about America's Next Top Model?
No way! Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so here.
I know.
This.
So mark your calendars. February 16th, they're dropping Reality Check Inside America's Next Top Model.
Ooh!
So in recent years, the show, even though it ended a long time ago, there's clips from the show that have started to go viral, but like not in a good way.
Right.
You know, it was clips of the judges critiquing the contestants' looks or weight or just the way that their body was shaped or whatever. And then they've come under fire for other moments, like forcing one of the models to just chop off all her hair, or you need to get your teeth yeah, done, and like pushing them into these invasive
yeah,
procedures. So that is all going to be addressed in the upcoming documentary. In the trailer, Tyra even says, and this could be taken out of context, but she says, I went too far.
Oh, she for sure did at a lot of points.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I bet there's a lot of things on not just that show, but reality TV in general that hasn't aged that well over, you know,
right,
over how
like
many.
Like The Biggest Loser?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of that. There's a ton of that stuff that just wouldn't make that show today, and or you wouldn't do the things in the show that you did today.
That's
we
what
did
I mean.
Learn, and Jess, if you'd like to showcase here, we learned that Jess has one talent or one like party skill, that one hidden trick. You know, some people can juggle, some people, and Jess can recite the entire, is it the opening monologue? From
it's
the,
just when they're deliberating off, and they're about
yes,
to kick someone off.
Would you like
be
to
like,
do that now?
Yeah, she'll be like, two models stand before me, but I only have one photo in my hands. And this photo represents the girl that is still in the running towards becoming America's Next Top Model. I will only call one name, and the girl that I do not call must immediately return to the house, pack your belongings, and go home.
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
That's
you know, many
good,
years.
So good.
Many
good,
years of practice and watching the show.
That's really good. That's really good, but also, yes, a little bit alarming.
All right, so February 16th is when it comes
yes,
out, Jess. Just for you. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, it is time for another edition of
Damn, Nature,
you're scary!
Because a mountain lion just spotted right here in San Francisco. The first sighting of this big cat was on Sunday night in the Pack Heights area. Authorities say residents near Lafayette Park had seen one. A couple people spotted one. That park has a dog park, which is a little bit scary. I don't know if it was prowling around there because it was looking for a snack. Multiple people then saw it again yesterday. Several saying it was pretty big, at least over 100 pounds. One resident said that it went up some steps into a corridor right next to their apartment and that they, quote, locked eyes with it for a solid 5+ minutes. Couple people recorded videos of their of this encounter. They closed Lafayette Park yesterday for a period of time as park rangers, other wildlife officials searched the park for the mountain lion. They didn't find it. They said they found no signs of it. Lafayette Park has since reopened. They're saying that this mountain lion, probably juvenile, very young, maybe even just about a year old, likely got lost and is confused about where it is. And they think it'll find its way out of San Francisco soon. But if you do see it, they'd like you to contact them. They also say, keep your distance. Do not run away. Even though in some of these reports, that's exactly what residents say they did when they saw this.
I think I would.
They just turned and ran. Not a good idea. If you have a kid with you, they say pick them up. Keep dogs on a leash and basically be vigilant. But you want to make yourself big and shout, throw things at it, you know, try to scare it away from you.
If they catch it, because they want us to call them, if you spot the thing, they're not going to, like, kill it, right?
No.
Okay, good.
They would relocate
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Good. Unless it attacks a person or a dog or something, then we've seen that go south.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Selena Graham, you have to watch All Her Fault. The kidnapping part is a little hard for parents, but it's one of the best shows I've ever seen. Have a great day.
I'm telling you.
Oh, the best show she's ever seen.
Add it to your list.
If someone wants to send me their Peacock login,
oh, I keep forgetting it's on Peacock.
I will gladly watch it. I just don't have Peacock.
Get a free trial.
I don't have the cock either.
No, because I've done that and I always forget to cancel and then I'm paying, then I remember to cancel and then I've canceled and now I don't have it anymore. I don't want to do, I'm not repeating that
cycle. Yeah.
That's why I still have HBO Max, even though I've been wanting to cancel it for like,
see? Yeah. All right, before we kick off with the bleep, let's give you this chance to win some crazy cash. This is $1,000, people. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is gold. Take the keyword gold over to wild949.com. Or if you're getting ready to play along with our What the Bleep game, that means you got your iHeartRadio app and out and you are streaming Wild 94.9. There's a contest tab there. You can scroll down and find a spot to enter the keyword there. That's even easier.
Yes, good luck.
You might win $1,000.
All right, What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everyone has a particular that they like most in bed.
Ooh. Yeah, they do.
They have a favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to mix it up sometimes, but you always go back to your old favorite.
Yep.
Wait. What are we talking about?
Wait, I don't know what it could be. There's a few things.
It's something clean, of course.
Oh, okay. Fine. Okay. Yes, in our game, it is always something PG and family friendly. And when you figured out, or at least you think you figured out what that bleeped out word could be, then hit the talkback mic button while you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. You got to be the first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show chug mug, so get your guesses in quickly.
Yes,
please.
Because we are going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that guess is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person to get it right wins a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Everyone has a particular that they like most in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Why do you say it so creepily?
Why did she say it so creepily in that clip? She's the one that started it,
hey,
not me.
This is a family show. Oh. Okay, so that word is something PG, but let's go to your guesses.
Hi, this is Nye and Carlos from
the Bay.
We think the bleep out word is pillow. Okay, thank you.
Favorite pillow?
Obviously, one of the most popular guesses this morning. You guys have a favorite pillow?
Yes. I don't know if it's like my favorite, just the ones that I use every night.
Yeah. But do you have, you and your man don't alternate, like swap pillows back and forth? Yeah,
no,
you got your particular
pillow.
Okay,
yeah.
Morning, this is Jen and Levi from San Francisco. We think the bleeped out word is position. Like sleeping position?
Oh.
Thanks, bye.
This is a family show, people.
Yes,
this is a family show.
Guess.
That, I think, is the most popular guest coming in this morning.
There's one position that's better than all the other positions in bed.
Do you have a particular side? Or wait, I guess I'm assuming that you're a side sleeper, but I don't know. Are you a back sleeper, stomach sleeper,
sleeper? No, it's like a stomach side situation. One arm under your head and then the opposite side leg up.
Oh,
so kind of like when you could switch sides. I do like go side to side and switch it up.
So you're looking like somebody that fell out of a building. And
right, like I got hit by a car.
And then splatted on the ground.
Yes.
Jess, what are you?
I'm a side sleeper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Arm under the pillow, down at your side?
Usually one arm is folded and under my head and the other one around my cap.
Oh my God, of course.
Jeez, God.
Check out my cat. And Graham?
I'm a side sleeper, predominantly the right side. Arm has to go fully under my pillow, almost like it goes up and then comes out the other side of the pillow.
Okay.
So my arm's like sticking up. So if you walked into the room, it would almost look like my hand is up waving at you. If that makes sense. Like it goes under the pillow and then stands straight up against the headboard. And then there's my hand up there.
And what are your gangly legs doing?
They're sort of like yours, a partial running position.
Okay. Yeah.
Good morning, Jamie from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is side. Have a great morning, guys.
Favorite
side. Great guess. Everyone has a favorite side.
Yes. Get off my side.
Yeah.
It's mine. All right. No one has guessed it yet. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, Leave your guests now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Right now, we are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Everyone has a particular that they like most in bed.
You're sick.
Why'd she say like most?
Most. In bed. Out of all the ones that I do. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. All right, remember, this is a family show. Let's go to your guesses, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, guys. This is Veronica from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is favorite blanket. Have a good day.
Oh, a blankie. Jess, do you have a blankie?
No.
She looks like someone that would have a blankie.
I'm like a baby blankie.
Well, because she has a SpongeBob stuffy and then a couple other stuffies that are on her bed. So, like, you don't have a favorite little...
You don't put a blankie on SpongeBob so it doesn't get cold?
No, you don't have your baby blankie from when you're a baby?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
I don't.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ellen from Half Moon Bay. I think the bleeped out word is show. Like television show. Your favorite show you like to watch in bed. Love you guys. Bye.
That's a good
guess. Great guess. That was like a pretty popular guess. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, JV Show. My name is Colin from SF, and I think the bleeped out word is scent, like from candles.
Ooh.
Scent. Oh, I wish I had a signature sleep scent right now.
Me too.
You do, Selena.
No. No.
That's your signature. That's your signature sleep scent.
I'll send you a candle for that scent, Graham.
No thanks.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley again. Is the bleeped out word temperature? Like, you need it set to a certain... I like it cold, so no heat whatsoever. Possibly a fan.
Great guess, because that's the right one. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Everyone has a particular temperature that they like most in bed.
Mm-hmm. I like it hot. Nice sweltering, and hot and sweaty. Wait, for sleeping?
Yes.
Oh, never mind. I like it cold.
Really? I like a nice toasty room and bed.
Me too. But with the window open, so you still get a nice cool breeze.
Okay, I'm
wait, so
that.
Then you want it cold. You can't have it both ways. Do you want it warm in the room or cold in the
heat
room?
Heat on, window open.
That's
my ideal.
I'm going to need to see your PG&E bill. You're running the wrong strategy here. I think this is a bad idea. I think it's better to have it cool in the room. Not like I'm not talking about freezing cold, but you know, nice and cool in the room, so that way you can pile the blankets on yourself. There's nothing worse when you get that hot summer night. It's the middle of July, and you're like, I can't even have the sheet on the bed because it's just so hot in here. I hate that.
I know, but I hate getting too hot. You stick a leg out to cool down, then your leg's frozen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then you got to put it back in
and
there.
You alternate, and then stick the other leg out.
Yeah. Now that leg's frozen. And you've got two frozen legs.
Two frostbitten things. Yeah. Lose a couple toes. Yeah, it's a whole thing. All right, let's give a couple shout-outs, shall we? First, Ashley from Berkeley. What's up, Ashley? Woo! Brand new JV Show chug mug coming your way. She had the very first correct answer. And wait, did she have the only correct answer?
Yeah, the only one.
What do you mean? Holy tidal wave of talkbacks. You mean to tell me that out of
just
all those talkbacks,
yep.
There was only one person. It was just Ashley from Berkeley. And look, that wasn't even her first guess. She came back around again and got that one correct. So nice job, Ashley. Shout out to the second wave most popular guess was snack. Everybody was guessing snack. Everyone has a particular bedtime or favorite snack they like to eat in bed. Selena, you look like someone that snacks in bed. What is it?
I don't have a lot of snacks in bed.
You're the one that says you have sour gummy worms in your nightstand. So what is it?
Not at the moment.
Oh. Yeah. It's not at this particular time.
I have to hide it from my kids. So that's why I just keep candy in there sometimes. But yeah, I don't have a lot of snacks that I'll just eat in bed.
Jess, are you a nighttime nibbler?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sorry. That was what we... Have I told this story before?
Are you a nighttime nibbler?
No, my sister had this roommate in college, and they would wake up and there would be all this food missing. And so they nicknamed her the nighttime nibbler because she was getting up in the night and eating all the food. And then the next day being like, I don't know why all the trail mix is gone. I don't know. But they, you know, process of elimination.
Oh my God, that sounds like my kid.
We figured out it was her, and then henceforth she was known as the nighttime nibbler.
I mean, I'm not like that, I guess, but... I'll eat a couple snacks before bed sometimes. Some popcorn.
In bed?
It depends on what it is. If it's like popcorn, yeah, why not?
I don't ever eat in bed. It's not a thing.
If it's a light snack, I don't mind. If it's something that's going to spill over, then obviously not.
So you're not having like a surf and turf in bed.
Right.
Okay.
Or like a seafood boil or something like that.
I feel like there'd be nothing worse than finding crumbs in your bed.
Oh my God. I hate it.
It's like you're sliding your hand around on the sheet trying to find that comfortable sleep position. And then you run into a bunch of granola crumbs. And you're just like, why? Yeah, that's why I don't eat in bed.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. We are going to do What the Bleep again tomorrow morning. Same time right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Drew.
Drew, you're caller 20. Bye-bye. So let's see if you can win these tickets for Louis Tomlinson. When he comes to the Bay, all you have to do is win our Yup Nope game. So we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Question number 1. 50 to 70% of a whale's weight is made up from what?
Baleen?
Nope.
Monster?
Baleen is good. That's an obscure whale anatomy reference. Baleen's with the stuff that's
me
in their
and
mouth.
Jess looked at each other just very puzzled. What
you
is
don't
that?
Know about a whale's baleen?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, wow. I do. But yeah,
what is it?
Actually, look, I'm not a marine biologist. I just play one of the show. But I remember baleen being that stuff in their mouth that they, when they take a big mouthful of water, they use that to screen out all the water, and just what's left behind is the krill and stuff baleen that they want to eat. That's their baleen.
Wow, you know your whales.
I'm an amateur marine biology enthusiast.
The correct answer is blubber.
Ah, blubber.
Blubber.
Yes. Whales are pretty fat. Don't fat shame them, but they need to stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
Jess,
fat with a pH.
Could you fact check my baleen knowledge there? I'm curious. All right, question number 2. Let's go places is the tagline used for what car company?
Kia?
Nope. No, Toyota. Toyota.
Let's go places. That's
they
right.
Have that woman Jan in their commercials. It's always like, let's go places. Like, shut up, Jan.
Question number 3. What insect is responsible for more human deaths worldwide each year than any other animal? This is an insect.
You know this.
Bees?
No.
Nope.
No.
Pesky little bee stings.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. They spread an incredible amount of disease.
Nuts
all over the globe.
I know.
All right, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is not going well. We're down to the last question. If you don't get this one correct, I'm going to shout holy horrible trivia for the first time in 2026. So
you haven't done it yet?
So the stakes are high here. Yeah, nope, we have not. All right, question number four. Billionaire Bill Gates dropped out of Harvard to start what company?
Microsoft.
Yep.
Oh my God. You got lucky there. Oof. You got lucky. Oh, yeah. Okay. True.
Holy, almost horrible
what
trivia.
Yeah, you didn't win our Yup Nope game. So sorry about that. Dang it. But we really appreciate you being on. Thank you so much for playing. We hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. My daughter's here. She loves this show.
What's her name?
Hi.
Sarika.
Sarika.
Well, thank
you. Nice to meet you guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry your dad failed you.
Hang on, you guys. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Graham, we have some shout out.
You know we do. Shout out today. Not even plural.
Just one
mom in my DMs today. I was a little lonely yesterday. Only one mom sliding in there. Here we go. Hello, Graham. Can you please wish my daughter, Angeli Zoe, a.k.a. Zoe Bear, a very happy birthday. Hope you have an amazing day with your friends at school. Love your mom, dad, Bree, and the pups. Yes. Happy birthday, Zoe Bear.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Yeah, there's that.
Today's hottest trending is coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kanye West has issued a formal apology. He took out a full page ad in the Wall Street Journal to, quote, apologize to those he's hurt. It's super long. I just want to read some of it here, and I want to know how you guys are feeling about Kanye afterwards. Follow along because it's a lot. Quote, this is what he wrote. 25 years ago, I was in a car accident that broke my jaw and caused injury to the right frontal lobe of my brain. At the time, the focus was on the visible damage. The deeper injury, the one inside my skull, went unnoticed. It wasn't properly diagnosed until 2023. That medical oversight caused serious damage to my mental health and led to my bipolar type 1 diagnosis. The scariest thing about this disorder is how persuasive it is when it tells you you don't need help. I lost touch with reality. Things got worse and I ignored that problem. I said and did things I deeply regret. I dove into a tunnel of hate and anger. I gravitated toward the most destructive symbol in the world, the swastika. I regret and am mortified by my actions in that state and am committed to accountability, treatment, and meaningful change. It doesn't excuse what I did, though. I'm not a Nazi or an anti-Semite. I love Jewish people. And to the Black community, I'm so sorry to have let you down. I started treatment, began taking medication. My thinking is clearer now. With each passing day, I feel more stable. To everyone I hurt, I see what I did. I'm sorry. I take full responsibility. I'm not asking for sympathy or a free pass, though I aspire to earn your forgiveness. I write today simply to ask for your patience and understanding as I find my way home.
Wow.
What a revelation.
I was not expecting that.
No.
Me either.
Well, if this is true and he's on a right path now and trying to, you know, do better, then I commend him for it, I guess.
I do too. Because you have to remember this entire time, the man is sick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you've ever dealt with somebody who is bipolar, they're gonna say some outrageous things, yeah, because that is what they think is the truth.
That's what's making sense to them. Yeah.
And the only difference is Kanye is on this stage and he has his platform, and so we're all like the audience to the things that he thinks he's actually witnessing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's almost like you just wish that there were some like safety checks in measure, people around him that when he is going through something like that wouldn't allow him to then get on a platform,
right,
and produce hateful clothing and music or whatever and all these things and use his platform for that. It's almost like you, and I get that's a complex, incredibly complex situation. It's not that simple. Right. It doesn't work like that. I mean, I applaud what he's doing. That's like, it feels very, very long overdue, mm-hmm, but it is scary. These, you know, brain injuries, and we're seeing it with guys that play football and stuff, and their behavior becomes erratic and they're going through all this, these mental health struggles and stuff that, again, you know, nobody knows about or the people around them, there's nothing they can do about it. I don't know. It's a tough situation. I'm glad he has.
Yeah, I appreciate the apology. I'm happy to see that he's mending relationships. Like, he and Kim are finally able to like be in the same room and he's spending time with the kids, and I appreciate the apology. It does seem very genuine to me, and I just hope that he stays committed to staying on the medication and receiving the help.
Okay.
He just has to be open to wanting it.
And again, hopefully putting and using this moment of clarity now to put, you know, surround himself with people that will keep him on the right track.
Yes. Yep. That was the main thing. He's surrounded by yes men.
Yes.
You know?
As I just said, I surrounded you with the yes person.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Dang it.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, some breaking news this morning. Breaking news, you guys. Talked about this mountain lion that was spotted by several residents in the Pack Heights neighborhood of San Francisco Sunday and then a few times again yesterday. It has been found. City officials announced a little bit ago that San Francisco Animal Control found the mountain lion and that they're working with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to, quote, manage the situation. So in my mind, it doesn't sound like they've quite captured it yet. I've read reports that they appear to have the animal cornered in a courtyard between two apartment buildings on California Street. San Francisco Police Department there also on the scene. They have shut down. I don't know if this shutdown is still happening, but California Street between Octavia and Laguna, that's where they've, I'm assuming, cornered this majestic creature and probably about to shoot it with a tranquilizer dart as we speak, if they already haven't, and they're just waiting for it to go to sleep. They have not yet released details on what they will do once they have captured the mountain lion, but I'm assuming they are going to relocate it. I hope
it's just that. Oh, yeah. Poor mountain lion's probably so scared. He got lost, and they said it's maybe just a 1-year-old mountain lion.
Yeah, it's probably a young, lost, a juvenile
looking,
mountain
looking
lion.
Looking for his mommy.
He's out there in Pack Heights. Like, I think he's looking for a cougar. Selena, I don't know if you know the Pack Heights.
Oh, like a sugar mama.
Yeah, I don't know if you know the Pack Heights neighborhood, but I have some experience with it, and it's, you know, there's a, it's a lot of high, you know, high-priced real estate, and, you know, and I think he's out there looking for... Little cougar,
okay,
little sugar mama to take care of him, and pretty comfortable set up there. The views out to the bay and the Golden Gate Bridge, magical, nice. From Pack Heights. It's a nice little
we're
area.
We're just going to go ruin that.
Yeah.
Wow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. This is your boy, Andy. Calling it right now, Kanye released that statement. I'm happy for him. He's getting treatment and doing better. He's going to divorce Bianca and try and get back with Kim. Calling it right now. And, yeah. Anyways, have a good morning.
All right, what do you guys think of that prediction?
I don't see that.
I don't think Kim would.
No, she never. But do you think
she would, no.
But he didn't say Kim would take him back. He said Kanye would try to get her back.
Yeah, I think Kanye would love to have his family whole again.
Yeah. Okay, then I see it, yeah.
Write that down in the prediction journal.
I'm saying no.
Put Andy Luna's name next to it, not mine. I don't have a psychic vibe yet.
What do you think, Graham?
I mean, I could totally see it happening. But again, you could use that sentence after virtually Kanye did and insert any number of things. And then I would say, I could see that happening. Any crazy sentence about Kanye, I could say, I could see that happening.
That thought did cross my mind. I read his full letter. Again, if you missed it, he pulled out a full page ad in the Wall Street Journal apologizing to everybody that he's hurt. That thought did cross my mind after reading it. Like, I wonder if every time he comes to and he's back on the meds, is he then realizing all over again that he lost the love of his life?
Yeah.
Kim, I do truly think that if he could take everything back, he would, and he would want that to work out. But I don't think he's going to go as far as divorcing his now wife to try to make that happen.
Why do you take an ad out in the paper? Who reads the paper? Is anyone getting this message?
Was it actually in a newspaper? I just thought it was online.
The Wall Street Journal still prints editions of their newspaper, hence why it's called a full-page ad.
I don't know. That's weird.
That's what I'm thinking. It seems like there's a lot of other platforms that he could use.
All right. We have your Bottle Rock tickets on standby. Your single day tickets for Sunday. That's when the Backstreet Boys are going to be performing. And Ludacris and so many more. But let's talk about TikTok.
Yeah. Speaking of other platforms where you could make a statement, a lot of people saying that TikTok is state-controlled media and the evidence is piling up. Selena, you brought this theory to my attention yesterday off air. As you were saying, there are a lot of people complaining that videos they had posted to TikTok that were expressing anti-ICE views were not getting basically shared or pushed out on the algorithm at all. They were not getting any views, whereas they, from whoever was posting them, somebody that has a large following, normally would get a fair number of views on their videos. It was interesting because yesterday, a state senator, Scott Wiener, here in San Francisco, he took to X, basically slamming the platform. He called it the same thing, state-controlled media. He said he posted a TikTok video about his legislation that was going to allow people to sue ICE agents. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's sitting at zero views. This doesn't make sense because then you look at the rest of the videos that he has posted and they are all in the thousands to tens of thousands
of views.
And
not only that, any video after that, multiple creators are like zero views, not even one.
Yep.
Zero, 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 zero. Like their profile, their page is completely shadow banned.
Now, the theory being raised here, and again, there are lots of people on the platform that are alleging this same thing. What we talked about, how TikTok, the sale had gone through, and now they're making the transition to it being a US-based company. Now, we know a group of investors led by Larry Ellison, who's a, you know, multi-billionaire and a, I'd say an ally of our president. He's basically the one controlling the algorithm now. I mean, there's other people in this investors group that bought TikTok, but we brought it up because TikTok just noticed, you know, TikTok's asking you to agree to the new terms or whatever and switch over to their, to the US-based platform. And there are, again, multiple other people that have since posted videos that were, you know, in an anti-ICE stance, and they suddenly were getting no views.
Not only that, I saw multiple people yesterday talking about if you even mention, if you like type the word Epstein in a message, before it even sends, it's going to get flagged for violating their community guidelines.
What? Are you serious?
Now look, TikTok said in a statement that these glitches on their app. We're due to a power outage at a U.S. data center. As a result, it's taking longer for videos to be uploaded and recommended to other users. The tech issues are ongoing, TikTok said, and are unrelated to last week's news. Except why are all these creators able to post other videos about other stuff? And those work, and other people have been able to post all kinds of other stuff to the platform, but anything that related to a certain political stance suddenly was not up there. It's just a scary time. Whether or not this is true, I guess we may never know, of course, because they can cover their tracks with however they want. A power outage at a data center.
A lot of people did say it was down for a little bit yesterday. I didn't experience that. I also don't really be on TikTok like that, but I saw people posting about it.
Yeah, but it also could be that you got caught trying to manipulate the algorithm a little too hard. And it's just scary. In my mind, it has always been scary. And again, I can't say definitively if this is true or not, but it is always scary that there are a select handful of people that essentially control the news. And I'm not talking about news stations. I'm talking about social media, because that's where the majority of people are getting their news and their information and or just the memes and things and headlines that are shaping the way that they think. And it's controlled by a very select few of tech billionaires, essentially. Facebook, you know, Mark Zuckerberg. There are a few select people that have an incredible amount of influence, and they want to change the algorithm. Elon Musk wants to change Twitter's or X's algorithm to, you know, and have Grok, their AI thing, praise him and lean one way. We've already seen that. He's done that. And it's like, and people put it to the test, and it's ridiculous. It just shows you that, like, we're in a very scary time.
Yeah.
And you really have to not only fact check information you get, but be mindful of where you're getting your information. And look, we say that over and over again, but everybody falls into the same trap, and the algorithm starts feeding you more and more stuff about the thing that you believe and or thing that it knows is going to make you upset.
And I just don't like the feeling of being censored.
Yeah.
You know, people are already deleting the app because of the terms and conditions they had to agree to. But this is just, you know, on top of that, I saw so many people, like, delete TikTok was like trending yesterday with multiple people.
I know.
A lot of people just wanting off, like no parts of it.
Other apps, Upscroll or something. There's other ones that people were like, we're going here. We're going here. Whether or not that actually happens, I don't know.
Now let's turn this over to Jess, our resident TikToker.
Yeah. And?
How are you feeling about it?
I have, as the days have gone on since I agreed to the terms, which I probably shouldn't have, I've seen the exact same thing that you guys have mentioned of people saying, hey, my videos aren't being uploaded. There's just, honestly, I'd be okay with moving to a different app if that's what where we're moving towards, because that's not okay.
Hashtag delete TikTok.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on.
Wow. All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about TikTok. A lot of people deleting the app. They are just fed up with, one, being censored. If they want to express some anti-ICE views, they should be allowed to do that. But these videos are getting zero views. They're not being pushed out at all. Plus, a lot of people already had issue with the terms they had to agree to.
Had to take a minute to go check my TikTok during Grant's conversation about the new terms. I used to have 55,000 followers before I got permanently banned and had to recreate, and am now regrowing. Now, some of my videos where I get five figures worth of views over the weekend since the new terms, I only have two. I have a video that only has 18 views. Unheard of.
Wow.
So something's up there on the algorithm switch, whether or not it's actual censorship happening in her case, don't know.
Right. So it's not just happening to politicians.
Right.
Just regular creators.
Good morning, guys. This is Jesse. I have had the opposite happen. I have been seeing nothing but political posts and stuff about, like, ICE and the stuff that's going on in, like, Minnesota. And I was thinking about deleting the app just because I'm tired of all the political stuff. I kind of just want to go back to my happy, see the dogs playing and, I don't know, just random stuff. Food hacks. I'm tired of politicals. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
So can we go back to a social media where it's just dogs playing, food hacks, and people falling down?
Yeah. I mean, don't you just have to kind of get the algorithm to serve you more of that? Just look up some of those videos and watch them for a minute. I checked when I saw everyone talking about getting zero views on their videos. I opened up my TikTok. The entire thing's onion boils.
So I guess it targets what you engage, the content you engage with.
I guess so.
Hey guys, good morning again. This is Olive from Richmond. So about the TikTok thing, what I've noticed is that most of the videos don't load, and the ones that do load are just on replay over and over again. So yeah, I haven't been using the app that much either because I'm like tired of the same video every 2-3 minutes. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yes. So that happens to me on Instagram.
The whole TikTok rollout of the new US-based version is not as good.
And everyone's just sick of it. We'll do one final talk back.
Hi, guys. This is Celeste from San Jose. I just wanted to speak on the whole TikTok, like, basically, like, manipulating the whole ICE videos. I do agree with that, and I have came across that issue on my TikTok. And also want to thank you guys for speaking out about it, because a lot of members of our community are being affected by it. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Yeah.
There's someone else that experienced that same thing, so you just got to know.
Yeah,
be
just
careful.
Triple.
That
is crazy. And triple check everything, because there are so many AI videos all over TikTok. Like, and yeah. AI videos that are meant to look like news videos. And so you could see something and think that it's true, and then it's just fact check.
We're not smart enough as a people to navigate this.
Yeah.
We're just not.
And then there's people who think everything online is real anyways. Like my mom. Like, that scares me. My mom, don't let her discover TikTok because she's going to believe everything she sees.
That is a scary world.
Thank you, everyone who has weighed in on that. Next, we are going to talk about something new that's been popping up in San Francisco. Graham has details on that. I want to talk about this new fashion statement that I think is going to be popping up all over the place this year.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so these new things popping up in San Francisco. What is it, Graham?
This is kind of clever and creative in the North Beach neighborhood of San Francisco. And look, this is because there are a lot of great Italian restaurants, namely pizzerias there near Washington Square Park. And otherwise, they were noticing a big trash problem there because everybody was getting pizza slices or whatever, or whole pizzas to go, and then eating out in the park or wherever, and then they go to throw their pizza box in the trash can and it doesn't fit. You've seen those San Francisco trash cans. They've got like the thing for cans and bottles on the top sometimes, and then like, how are you going to get a pizza box jammed in there? And so there are just pizza boxes all over the street. People are just putting them next to garbage cans or wherever they could, or trying to jam them in, and then trash cans were overflowing.
Sometimes the trash can hole is so small and I'm trying to like fit like a bag in there. Or when it's so filled up that the trash is just piled on top of it.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I want to push things down here, but I don't want to know what else is in this thing. Yeah, I don't want to touch that. So the local District 3 supervisor there at the North Beach neighborhood, they teamed up with Recology. That's the waste disposal service here in San Francisco. And they designed a brand new square garbage can. And they are going to be putting these out on the street. And they are designed to fit pizza boxes.
Wait,
that way,
that's cool.
They said they went to every single pizza shop in that neighborhood and got one of their boxes, or multiple of their boxes, probably the largest size, just to make sure that it would indeed fit in their new square trash can design.
I like that.
That's kind of a cool idea. It's a problem that you didn't know you needed to solve.
I know.
Right? You've created a unique problem. So much good pizza that now you have an actual problem from that. Is that where do
Wouldn't
people
it be cute
put the boxes?
If they did like heart-shaped ones for Valentine's Day. That'd be so cute.
That'd be so cute. And then turkey ones for Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, turkey-shaped.
Yeah. And it has little turkey meat on the pizza. And gravy and mashed potatoes. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, this is interesting. Anyways, I thought I would share that.
That's
I thought
a good
that was
idea,
kind
though.
Of a cool
they
idea.
They should just do that everywhere at this point, just in case someone does have a pizza box or something square.
I don't, I mean, no? I don't need square trash cans everywhere because I'm not walking around with a pizza
box.
Why
not? But just in case.
But it would be nice to make trash cans, I don't know, slightly larger and easier to put stuff in.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So Marie Claire has, by the way, this is a magazine. They're like a fashion magazine. Okay. They've declared 2026 the year of the micro bang.
What's a micro bang? Is that something I did in college?
Micro bang, maybe.
Oh.
Might still be doing
something
it
that
now.
You did, yeah. Micro bang are like bangs, but they're super short. Micro bang.
So if you go to
JV Morning Show, check out our Instagram story. I had just put micro bangs on each one of us just to see who wore it best. I hate me with micro bangs.
Yours are great.
Yeah.
You would have to move to Portland, though.
Selena, I see this look.
Hell no.
Obviously, they would look better than this. Don't mind my editing. I had to do it very quick. But
I think you could rock them.
I think, like, you know why this works is because in this picture she's wearing flannel, and this just, like, looks like...
And it already matches my hair color.
This fits. This, like, totally fits for you.
God.
You would have to move to Portland, though.
I would. I'm not ready for Portland. I'm not doing that. Graham.
The year of the micro bang.
Graham with micro bangs. Now you could pull it off, Graham.
No, come on. This looks like I'm wearing a bad hairpiece. This looks like I'm wearing a rug.
It was very hard to put micro bangs on you because you don't have any other hair to blend it to.
That'll be a no for me. Isn't the micro bang sort of like isn't it a little bit of the Edgar?
Doesn't the
Edgar haircut have sort of a micro bang across the front?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't for me.
Okay, hear me out. I actually think these look good on Jess.
No.
They do.
Bangs are not a thing that I could ever do because my hair is...
You always complain about your forehead being big.
I do feel like it's pretty big. But I have wavy hair, so the bangs would not look like they look in this picture straight like that. They would look crazy.
I mean, you would have to straighten them and fry your hair probably, but right. I think it looks good, at least in this picture.
Is this giving front desk at an office building vibes? You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know.
Like, this is the person I check in with. That's what I see
okay.
here.
This is giving, like, I should have more tattoos.
That's what I was going to say. Like, giving, like, tattoo shop or something.
Right. Move to Portland also.
Yes!
We're going to Portland.
Did this start in Portland?
I think it did.
I don't know.
It's probably the epicenter of the micro bangs. Yep.
So 2026 is year of the micro bang. How do you guys feel about this trend? I honestly hate it.
I've seen people do it. Some can rock it.
Who?
There's some people listening right now that you just offended, Selena.
Well,
I haven't seen those bangs as short as possible.
Who? Send over the pictures and I haven't seen it look good on anyone. But maybe it's because I haven't seen you yet.
Shots fired at the micro bang community.
I'm not a fan
of the
banging.
A lot of people are bringing back bangs in general, though, too. Not even just the micro.
I thought the thing with bangs was everybody thinks it's a great idea until the day after. They look great when you're in the salon chair or whatever. Yeah. And then the day after when you got to style them yourself, you're like, what the hell did I do? I thought bang regret was, and that's not a college thing. Bang regret was like the thing that we talked about. And people were posting videos all the time of their bang regret.
Because you go through that awkward stage where you want to grow them out. And now they're just like, you just have shorter hair in the front forever until they're regular length.
Yeah. And I think you're more likely to have bang regret when you do them yourself.
Or is that a college thing? Are you back talking about
when you're
about
really
hair?
Drunk? Or
no, we're still talking about bangs.
Got it. Yeah. I think the moral of the story is don't do it.
But it does look good on some people. Bangs, not the micro. Micro doesn't look good on anyone.
Right now, you got to get curtain bangs.
Because I haven't seen you listening that has micro bangs. I haven't seen you yet. So
send us pictures of each of your bangs.
But the thing that's in right now, curtain bangs.
I like curtain bangs. Could never pull it off, but it looks good on other people. Let me know when we bring back the side bang from the 2000s.
Oh, I think that one is coming back. Give it a few years.
Side bang? Yeah. I don't remember that.
From my college days.
You were side banging it?
No, everyone knows I didn't go to college. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't want to say it, but...
Good point. It's a good point. I should have known.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. Hairstylist Naomi here, just pitching in on this bang-bang situation. Microbangs, definitely not for everybody. Curtain bangs, honestly, not even really bangs. They are more like very short face-framing layers. And Jess, you're totally right that microbangs would be hard for you to style, but... A longer bang would be super cute on you. I'm just saying.
How
is this new?
Do it, Jess.
Any thoughts, Jess? Maybe, she says go for it. She's a hairstylist.
Maybe 2026 is the year of the longer bang for me. We'll see.
How about a medium bang? We don't have to go full micro.
I think micro. Yeah. I think just try micro. They'll grow out to a medium and then the longer.
Like
so
you get
all styles.
Good point, Selena. Good point.
Yeah, so you can really see what will look best.
I'll let you rock the micro bang because they look really
good.
This
wasn't about me. This is about you.
Check out JV Morning Show.
You. Yeah, if you want to see the JV Show with micro bangs. It's on her Instagram story.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Taylor Swift is reportedly fuming over her private texts with Blake Lively being made public.
public. So we talked about these messages last week. You know, the ones where she called Justin Baldoni the B word. Mm-hmm. And we found out Taylor wasn't this innocent bystander in all the drama after all. It just wasn't a good look for her. Well, a source says that Taylor is furious. Quote, it's honestly been really hard for Taylor. Having her text out there made her feel exposed and kind of violated, like something private suddenly wasn't hers anymore. And that doesn't sit well with her.
I don't think it would sit well with anybody. It'd be weird to have your text messages read by the public, just the way that you speak to your friends and the things that you say and just the way that you speak. When you, particularly her, because she's done such a great job, I guess you could say great job of controlling her image, her team or whatever has always maintained her image one way, and then to like peel back the curtain and like, oh, that, this is how she actually
I think the part
talks.
She's most furious about is that she can't just play victim anymore because we read the text messages.
Yeah.
And like in every other situation or any other controversy, that's her thing. Let's play victim. Everyone's bullying her.
Yeah.
And then we find out she's lying.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Take with that what you will.
Yep.
Let's talk about Billie Eilish. She is calling out other celebrities for not speaking up. Did you guys happen to see what Phineas, that's her brother, by the way, posted online?
No.
Here's just part of his video. He was talking about how some people not justify school shootings, but, you know, they just, they can't get over, you know, we need the right to bear arms, to carry guns. And that's why these things keep on happening. So that's what he was talking about.
The conservative argument has always basically boiled down to, we have to protect the Second Amendment. We have to allow people to carry weapons. We have to allow people to own and carry weapons legally. Unbelievable argument, by the way. Every argument I've seen for why Alex Preddy's death was justified yesterday is like, well, he had a gun. Shut the f*** up!
Like, make it make sense.
Agreed. The hypocrisy.
Yes.
And I think most people, thankfully, have, you know, with what they saw with their own eyes, have witnessed over the past 20, 30 years in this country, this incredible problem with school shootings and the arguments about guns. I think the majority of people are like, wait, this is totally hypocritical. I think most people get
it. So he posted that video, and then Billie Eilish, who I'm starting to like more and more because she's not scared to call out other celebs about anything. Remember, she called out Taylor Swift, and it was over environmental stuff, and she's being wasteful with her album packaging.
Yeah.
So she posted a selfie on Instagram, and she said, hey, my fellow celebrities, you gonna speak up or ... because... Yeah. A lot of them just silent.
Right. And Billie has multiple times done it at award shows. So
yes,
when she's up there receiving her award, she'll choose that time to speak out about things.
On her platform.
Yep.
I think people have gotten so fearful of the backlash that they don't even wade in anymore. And that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. It's tough to see because it's affecting literally everybody, so...
I just don't understand, like, oh, I'm going to lose fans.
Then you don't need them.
I applaud the fans the celebrities who aren't worried about that. You want the right people in your corner. And if you lose the ones that agree with this type of stuff, like, you don't want any association with them anyways.
Right.
All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right. The strike is on. Yesterday, tens of thousands of Kaiser healthcare workers all walked out and hit the picket line. Total of 31,000 employees across California and Hawaii involved in this as their union, the United Nurses Associations of California / Union of Healthcare Professionals. I say they're not coming back to work until their demands are met. They're asking for wage increases, better staffing, and improved workplace safety. Contract negotiations between Kaiser and the union, they've been ongoing for quite some time, but they completely broke down last month after Kaiser alleged that one of the union members was trying to blackmail them with leaking some sort of evidence that Kaiser was engaged in illegal or unethical practices. We don't know what that was, but that they basically called off negotiations after that. This strike sounds like it might go on for some time. Kaiser workers, they held temporary strikes recently. We've talked about them, but they say this time they are not coming back to work until there is a new agreement in place. And as we always say on the JV show, we stand with our workers.
Yes,
so if you
we
see
do.
Those Kaiser workers, all those vital healthcare workers, excuse me, I can't talk, out there on the picket lines, make sure you support them, give them a honk, give them a wave, and we always
buy
stand with
lunch.
Our workers. Just
give
them what they're asking for, better wages. Yes.
It's not that hard.
What do we want? Better pay?
Wages. Yeah.
When do we want it?
Well, now.
Like right now.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I can't get over Graham with micro bangs.
It's not a good look for me.
It's a really good look for you, actually, if you want to check out the JV show with microbangs, because Marie Claire magazine has declared 2026 the year of the microbang. You could check us out on JV Morning Show on our Instagram story.
Can I also mention, we have a Bottle Rock Napa Valley Instagram contest right now. Wild 94.9. Check it out. Look at the caption for details.
Am I eligible to win? Because I really need to go Sunday.
No.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Remember when I asked the boss, I was like, hey, I need like about 6 3-day passes. Was he laughing like, yo, totally, I'll help you get those? Or like, ha, 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 not a chance.
I think, ha, 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 yeah, right, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, he thought you were kidding. Them.
No, I was serious. I can't wait for Ball Rock. I'm okay. Well,
I can't believe I've never been. I know. I'm so excited. All right. Graham, the floor is yours.
All right. I want to see what you guys thought about this new idea being proposed, because look, we're just a handful of days away from Groundhog Day. I don't know if you guys are excited. My house, we decorate the whole house groundhog themed. Like, we get super, super into it.
So what does that mean again? Like, when he sees his
Punxsutawney Phil, he pops out, he sees his shadow, then something about more winter or less winter. I don't really remember how it works. Right. But it involves an actual live groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil.
Question. Because they do this every single year. Do we remember if Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow last year and did that, like, was it accurate? Like, did we get a longer or shorter winter because of that?
I just remember his predictions historically, not that accurate. There are a couple other shadow-seeing animals out there that do the same sort of tradition, and they're slightly more accurate than him. I remember as we ranked all these different little critters that sort of get involved in this. But Punxsutawney Phil, he's the most famous of all of them. Again, Groundhog Day, February 2nd, so we are just about there. I don't remember if he was right or wrong last year. I think it's...
He said yes.
It's sort of a coin toss every year.
I mean, he saw his shadow, so that meant 6 more weeks of winter, but I don't remember if that actually happened.
And who determines if winter continued or not? I don't get it. Anyways, the whole thing is just a big spectacle. It's just a festival there in Punxsutawney. Now, PETA just said, hold my beer, because they have a suggestion. And shout out to PETA, because they listen to our show very closely. Anytime we mention them, they hit us up. I don't know how they do it, but they're on it. They are suggesting, let's not use an actual groundhog anymore. It doesn't want to be there. Groundhogs by nature are very shy creatures. They don't like being around humans. This whole spectacle stresses them out, being in front of a crowd, being kept in a tiny cage. It's animal cruelty. Let's go to a giant hologram of a groundhog. And the hologram will bloop, pop up there in Punxsutawney, so they can still have all the fun in the festival, and everyone will gather around and see kind of this holographic thing. They're saying, look, concerts, you know, you have hologram artists on stage. Why can't Punxsutawney Phil be a hologram of himself? And then we'll see if he sees...
Because the whole point of it is whether or not he sees his shadow. We can't do the same with a hologram.
Yeah, but you would know if he sees his shadow, because if it's sunny or cloudy that day, you know what I mean? I don't need a groundhog to tell me if there's a shadow on the ground or not. You see what I'm saying? Right. The whole thing.
Right. Isn't there always a shadow?
No, not necessarily. Again, it can be kind of a dark,
if it's too cloudy,
gray, cloudy
or
day.
Or just
no
we have
shadow.
To see it.
Or is it actually if he visually sees it?
I think
maybe there is a shadow, but he didn't see it. So no winter. You know what I mean?
It's not like they're having him fill out a form. Hey, Punxsutawney, did you see your shadow this morning? And he's like, yeah, bro, I did. And he signs a thing.
But
they literally take this rodent out of its cage and hold it up in the air.
So it's if he has a shadow or not, not if he sees it.
If he sees it. If he turns around and
sees it. Do you know what I mean? Maybe he doesn't see it all the time.
How would you verify if a groundhog saw something or not?
Because you can't see where his head is turned. And if the shadow's behind him, he didn't see the shadow.
Maybe he's looking at an acorn over there, not at his shadow.
Okay, but that would still mean he didn't see it.
Okay, it's more about the...
Does he have a shadow?
Yes.
That's what it should be. That's what they should be asking then.
Okay, but so then why can't it just be a hologram? We don't need to put a little animal through all this stress for no reason. Also, it's... relatively pointless when it comes to predicting weather, because it doesn't work. So why not just move on and join the 21st
century?
Can a
hologram even have a shadow if the whole thing is made from like lights?
You're missing the point. You don't need the thing to have a shadow because we know if there's a shadow on the ground or not that day.
Well, then I'm here for it.
So then why not just scrap the whole thing?
Yeah, but they still want to have the little festival and tourists go there to see the thing, and they want to, you know...
Oh, okay.
Have fun with the whole thing so they can still have fun with the whole thing. Let's just have a hologram of Punxsutawney Phil.
Or maybe a battery-powered Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, why don't they make a robotic version of him? They'd have to kill him first and skin him and then put
Oh, my God. Why would you say
that? If you want to look really
like
lifelike.
Like a taxidermy kind?
Yeah, you build a...
you just stuff him?
Over a robotic skeleton so it, like, wiggles around and stuff.
PETA, I saw an unboxing.
Take that part out of the podcast, Jess. Okay, I don't want PETA hearing the part about killing Punxsutawney.
I saw an unboxing of a woman who, like, unboxed her cat after, like, she had it... Like, the cat passed away and she had it sent to go be, like, stuffed so she could always, like, just keep it on her mantle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
it was just weird.
She did an unboxing like on TikTok or
it
something.
It was on Instagram. She's like, I know a lot of people think this is
new
weird,
taxidermy but haul. And she's like banging her fingernails
she's
on
like,
it.
I wanted to show you guys it's completely normal and I just couldn't let Muffins go or whatever his name is. I don't know, Jess, would you ever do that?
No, I couldn't. It would break my heart to see my cat like that.
But wouldn't it like make house. You, wouldn't a piece of you like feel good?
You can still
like,
snuggle with your cat. Yeah, you can still cat. Pat on.
And she's going to be all stiff.
I mean, kind of, but she's still soft on the outside.
Yeah, the fur will still be soft. You can pet her and like still dress her up for different holidays and stuff.
And she won't get mad
and
when you dress her up.
I could do an unboxing. Like, no, oh my God, that's so sad. No, let's move on.
It's a thing.
On. Unboxing taxidermy. New taxidermy haul.
Check out my cam.
PETA, that's at Selena on air and at Graham underscore
now. I'm the only one up here fighting for Punxsutawney, the hologram version.
I said I'm here for the hologram.
Okay. I said scrap the whole thing. There we go.
But you said you want to taxidermy your cat.
No,
so
I didn't.
PETA heard that.
You said you're watching unboxing videos of dead animals.
Yeah, you're sick.
I can't help with the
new
algorithm
taxidermy
shows me.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.